Hello and welcome to 90 Second Narratives. I'm Sky Michael Johnston, and today I'm doing double duty as host and storyteller. My story, Ida Pfeiffer, Pioneer of Leisure Travel, continues this season's look at iconic individuals. Ida Pfeiffer was an icon of leisure travel, before leisure travel was even a thing. In the mid-19th century, the Austrian widow circumnavigated the globe twice during a series of expansive journeys, which she also recounted in best-selling books that were translated into numerous languages. As you know, in the last year, COVID-19-related travel restrictions have dramatically impacted global tourism and sparked discussions about what tourism can and should look like in the future. But the place of tourism in our world also has a history, and the practice of leisure travel was not inherently accepted in the past. When Pfeiffer began her journeys with a trip to Istanbul and Jerusalem, she traveled in a world that had not yet embraced tourism at all, especially for women. In the foreword to an account of her second journey to Iceland and Scandinavia, Pfeiffer quotes objections to her travels. "Another journey, a journey moreover in regions which everyone would rather avoid than seek. This woman only undertakes these journeys to attract attention." A second critic is also quoted as saying, "The first journey, for a woman alone, was certainly rather a bold proceeding. Yet in that instance she might have still been excused. Religious motives may perhaps have actuated her. At present, however, we can see no just reason which could excuse an undertaking of this description." Pfeiffer's published response to these statements advanced a particular justification for her unprecedented manner of travel. She does claim a Christian appreciation for God's creation that she observes, but when it comes down to the most foundational reason for her journeys, Pfeiffer argues that ever since she was a little girl on trips made with her parents, she personally loved to travel. Now that her station in life afforded her the opportunity to do so, she resumed the pursuit of her dream to see the world. Her final plea in the foreword states, "Judge me therefore not too harshly, but rather grant me the enjoyment of a pleasure which hurts no one, while it makes me happy." In boldly pursuing something she enjoyed and owning it as such, Pfeiffer expanded horizons for why people travel. As we live through a new juncture in the history of global travel, Pfeiffer's story evokes the potential for reimagining purpose and meaning in travel. If you are interested in learning more about Ida Pfeiffer's life and journeys, you can find many of her 19th century books online on Google Books, including A Visit to Iceland and the Scandinavian North, which was referenced in the story. For something more contemporary, check out John Van Wy's 2019 biography, Wanderlust, The Amazing Ida Pfeiffer, the First Female Tourist, from NUS Press. Thank you for joining me today, and please come back next week for another little story with big historical significance.